Hasbro drops some premium action figures, Disney Plus Star Wars gets some Emmy attention, and Han and Leia get married in a new book. Give us 5 minutes, and we'll give you the galaxy.
I felt a great disturbance in the Force. Many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view.
Another week, another flood of news, rumors, clickbait, and conversation. This is Pete Fletzer, and welcome to Disturbances in the Force. All the links to the original sources can be found in the notes, and I urge you to check them out. So let's get to it. The Andor series has been making news lately as the show prepares for launch on August 31st. In addition to news coming out over the last few weeks that season 1 leads up to the year before the 2016 movie Rogue One in 3-episode arcs, and the directors and writers have also been identified, a new Cassian Andor Black Series figure has been unveiled. The 6-inch Black Series premium action figure will come in a set that includes a new droid called B2 Emo. The set will be available in the fall and will hit shelves with a $55 price tag. In addition to the Andor figure, Hasbro also announced a vintage collection pack inspired by the final episode of Season 2 of The Mandalorian called The Rescue, and will feature a Dark Trooper, The Mandalorian, Moff Gideon, and Grogu. It will be available in the spring and will sell for about $75. These premium figure packs are available now for pre-order. Hasbro also announced this week their upcoming selfie series of action figures that will allow fans 16 and older to create toys with their faces on them. These will be collector-level 6-inch figures, and you'll be able to put 3D-printed versions of yourself, or your friends, on figures from across the Hasbro licenses, including Power Rangers, G.I. Joe, Ghostbusters, and of course, Star Wars. The first previews of this offering will be available to be seen at San Diego Comic-Con next week, and will be broadly available in the spring of 2023. Emmy nominations were announced this week, and Star Wars Television made the shortlists in multiple categories. Book of Boba Fett received 4 nods, including Outstanding Costumes, Sound Editing, Visual Effects, and Stunt Coordination. In addition, the animated anthology series Star Wars Vision also was recognized with a nomination for Outstanding Short Form Animation. The 74th Annual Emmy Awards will happen on Monday, September 12th. Well, Taika Waititi has been doing the interview circuit lately, supporting the new Marvel blockbuster Thor: Love and Thunder, and while the Oscar-winning director has been a little cagey with details about his upcoming Star Wars film, The Hollywood Reporter is claiming that multiple sources have pointed to production for the yet-to-be-titled movie, beginning in early 2023. There is no official confirmation of this at this time, but this information puts it ahead of Rogue Squadron as the next possible Star Wars theatrical release. In other production news, the Disney Plus series Skeleton Crew, which was announced at Star Wars Celebration, has apparently started shooting in Los Angeles. The show will star Jude Law and is helmed by Spider-Man No Way Home creators John Watts and Christopher Ford. There is very little known about this show other than what was shared at Star Wars Celebration in May. It is said to be set in the Mandalorian series era and will feature a group of children on their own in the Star Wars galaxy. No other actors or creators are officially attached to the show at this time, and with it filming now, fans can expect Skeleton Crew to drop in 2023 on Disney+. StarWars.com dropped an excerpt from the upcoming novel The Princess and Scoundrel. The book, written by Beth Revis, follows the romance between Han and Leia following the Battle of Endor as seen in Return of the Jedi. They'll be married and spend time on a galactic cruise ship called the Halcyon and have an adventure there. If the Halcyon sounds familiar, it's because that is also the name of the Disney theme park live-action experience / hotel, also known as the Galactic Star Cruiser. The excerpt is available now on StarWars.com, and you can pre-order the book at the Amazon link below for its release on August 16th. Finally, last week we were excited to announce the return of Podathon for the 3rd straight year. The full-day charity event brings the biggest Star Wars content creators together with celebrities and personalities to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Last year we raised over $8,000, and this year we're setting our sights on $10,000. Podathon 2022 will take place on Saturday, September 17th, and starts at 9 a.m. Eastern and runs into the night. Prizes are raffled off to those who donate, and every single penny goes directly to Make-A-Wish. Visit thepodathon.com or follow at thepodathon on Twitter and Instagram for all the latest news and information. Well, that wraps it up for this week's Disturbances in the Force. Make sure to check out the ATGCast podcast stream for weekly one-on-one interviews with the people behind the fandom. This Thursday, Podcast of the Wills closes out their Phantom Menace conversation with Lauren Romo of the Galactic Podcast. Please subscribe for regular updates. Follow us on all your social media channels at ATGCast and visit our website at ATGCast.com to keep up with us, find our merch, and get information about supporting the show as an ATG patron. Thank you so much for listening, and may the Force be with you.